Here's what's coming up on today's show.
But yeah, it really comes down to, you know, how can you help the client at the end of the day? I mean, I'm a big believer if you do what's right for the client, then I'll be taken care of. And that's worked in my career time and time again. So just doing what's right and things will work out in the end. It's called karma.
Hello, this is Mark Silverman, managing member and founder of Silverman & Associates, and I'm also a certified financial planner professional. I want to welcome you to the Saving with Silverman podcast. I'm glad you're here. Each week, we'll discuss different financial planning topics because making smarter choices about your money impacts the quality of your life.
Mark, I wonder if you saw this story about the fire department in Lynchburg, Virginia. They recently got a call that a local creek was suddenly mysteriously white. They quickly determined that it had been caused by an undetermined amount of waste milk that had been accidentally released into the creek.
So, I did not see that. I'm not sure what waste milk is.
<Not either.
laughs> Or if I even want to know.
I guess somebody's accidentally spilled a whole lot of milk in there. So, you know, no reason for us to cry about spilt milk at this point.
There you go, right?
Well, let's talk about something else that doesn't make any sense. Presidential financial planning. Let's see what we might be able to learn about financial planning from these quotes from some past presidents. And first of all, I guess former presidents don't really need to worry a whole lot about financial.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, healthcare-wise, you know, every politician's set. They're not in our same program. They've got their own plan, which seems to work just fine. I don't know why we can't get on their plan, but that's another story. But yeah, I mean, they seem to be set with money. They're not in fear of running out of money, so planning should be quite easy.
George Washington once said, "When only one side of a story is heard and often repeated, the human mind becomes impressed with it." How often do you see the Wall Street machine create a narrative that becomes the accepted storyline and conventional wisdom regarding something out there in the financial world?
Well, you know, there's always two sides to every story. And as far as the news and media goes, you know, bad news is a lot more interesting than good news. So some people like to focus on the negativity because it sells more ads than positive. So there's always two sides to every story. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the, not to get political, but a lot of the news is not really news. It's opinions. Yeah. So it's hard to find out what actually really happened versus what somebody's opinion of what happened is.
Exactly. And you get hammered over the head with.
So you got to focus on what the numbers are, what the facts are. Rather than going off a news story or something you saw on social media.
You know, JFK said something that has really stuck with everybody, I think, since he said it back in the 60s. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. What if all financial advisors said, ask not what this potential client can do for me, but what I can do for this client?
You know, that would be nice. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people in this industry, and I've said this before, especially on the radio, are financial salespeople. In fact, most of them are insurance salespeople on the station who are just selling annuities or some elaborated life insurance product. But they're just, you know, they're salespeople. They're not advisors. They're not in the advice business like I am. They're not a certified financial planner like I am. So there's a big difference. They're not fiduciaries either like I am. And that word gets thrown around a lot. And there's people that even tout themselves as fiduciaries that aren't either. So you got to do your due diligence and, you know, making sure, I would say, if you're not working with a CFP, ask that person you're working with why they are or aren't a CFP and see what they have to say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it really comes down to, you know, how can you help the client at the end of the day? I mean, I'm a big believer if you do what's right for the client, then I'll be taken care of. And that's worked in my career time and time again. So just doing what's right and things will work out in the end. It's called karma.
Yeah, exactly. I know you've been doing this for quite some time, and so far everything's looking okay for sure. Another quote here from a former president, George Bush, not George W. Bush, but his dad. Think about every problem, every challenge we face. The solution to each starts with education. Some financial professionals are really nothing more than salespeople, as you just mentioned. How would clients' experiences change if advisors focus more on educating their clients than selling them something?
Yeah, I mean, there's no magic product out there, although some of these salespeople on the radio station would like you to believe that. There really is no silver bullet in what we do. It's being educated, knowing about your situation, understanding what your options are, and making the most educated decision that you could make. But really what it comes down to is financial behavior. So the choices that we make, whether it be to save more, to spend less, whatever those sorts of things, and having these patterns and changing the behavior so you can make more educated decisions that's going to benefit you in the long run. And so it's changing the behaviors of investors rather than, you know, being sold a product and told that it's going to solve everything for you. So it's just really understanding and getting the education that you need. And if something sounds too good to be true, guess what? It probably is. Mm-hmm. You got to go with your gut on things.
You're listening to Mark Silverman on Saving with Silverman. I'll tell you how you can get in touch with Mark in just a moment here. But another famous quote from former President Ronald Reagan once said, "Trust, but verify." You certainly want to be working with a financial advisor that you trust, but you also want to be sure to verify the facts that those folks are giving you.
Yeah, you know, I'm in the trust business. I mean, if people don't trust us and what we're doing, then there's no relationship there. It's like anything. There's no relation. Every relationship is built on trust. And if there's no trust, you don't have a relationship, whether it be in your financial life, personally, your marriage, whatever it might be. I think trust is the key. And trust takes a while to build, and it's very easily broken. So, but you should, you know, if something, again, like I said before, doesn't seem right, do your due diligence, to ask questions, and if something doesn't seem right, you know, it probably isn't right. And so, you know, it should make sense to you. And if it doesn't, then, you know, ask questions. But yeah, it's important to that whoever you're working with, that you trust them for sure, for one, and then what they're saying makes sense. And if it doesn't seem like it makes sense, you know, ask somebody else or dig around.
You know, that's one of the things we talk about a lot on this show is how, you know, it's all about relationships. You want to get to know your clients. They want to get to know you, and then that trust builds over a period of time, certainly, and that is so important. One more presidential quote here is from Calvin Coolidge, not one of our favorite presidents, looking back over time, but he said once, "It takes a great man to be a good listener." When you can find a financial advisor who listens more than he talks, you'll know that you found a potentially good relationship. For example, Mark Silverman does a lot of listening when you get together because he wants to find out about everything having to do with your lifestyle, your hopes and dreams and all that sort of thing. You're not just a number.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's, you made a great point there. I mean, if you're being sold a product, whether it be an annuity or whatever, it's a sales pitch, right? They're selling you on telling you how great things are. They may not even tell you the negatives, but all the pros on it. So they're selling you versus somebody that's providing advice, such as myself. You know, we're into the planning business. So we're going to be asking lots of questions and getting an idea as far as your situation and learning about you and what's important to you. And so then we could give you the right advice based on your situation. If somebody's doing all the talking, they're really not listening to anything that you have to say. They're there to just sell you a product, and it's a script. They're sticking to the script and just selling that same product to everybody. And, you know, some will buy, some won't. But if you're looking for a more advice-driven relationship, that's exactly what we do.
Yeah, and what's right for one person is certainly not right for another. There's no generic one-size-fits-all when it comes to financial planning.
Unless you're in the annuity business, then there's a right annuity for everybody.
Yeah. Well, Mark Silverman will be glad to put together a specialized financial plan for you, one that will get you to and through retirement in a way that you're happy and a way that fits your needs, not just something that he's trying to, not just a product he's trying to push, that's for sure. If you want to have a conversation with Mark Silverman, first of all, Mark, I'm going to give out the number in just a second here, but what happens when someone calls the number to Silverman and Associates?
Absolutely. So what's going to happen is you're going to, whether you call or text, and you'll give out the number, we will reach out to you on Monday, assuming it's not a holiday, and Christine will call you, schedule time for you to have a 15 to 20 minute phone call with me, where I'm happy to answer any questions that you have, and that is with me. I don't pawn you off on somebody else, and I'll answer any questions that you have, whether it's about our firm, our practice, or if you just have a burning financial planning related question that you need some advice on, I'm happy to answer that. If we're on the same page and I feel that maybe we're a good fit for each other, we can talk about next steps about becoming a client and what our financial planning process looks like. So it's really just an initial call. There's no strings attached. There's no cost. There's no obligation. It's just a chance to finally, hopefully, get your financial house in order. And we're happy just to help start that process for you.
You've been listening to the Saving with Silverman podcast. If you have any questions at all about your financial situation, please give Mark Silverman a call. Again, his number is 520-333-7601. Or go online to savingwithsilverman.com. For Mark Silverman, I'm Ron Stutz. We'll see you next time on the Saving with Silverman podcast.
The Saving with Silverman podcast is brought to you by Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, based in Tucson, Arizona. The show is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to shows. Subscribe to the show on your favorite app today and never miss an episode. Just search for Saving with Silverman to find us, or visit savingwithsilverman.com to listen to past episodes, to contact Mark, and to learn more about how to make smarter decisions with your money.
Did you know that Mark Silverman also has a radio show? Tune in to Saving with Silverman Saturdays and Sundays at 3 p.m. on AM 790 KNST.
All matters discussed on this show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, and staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, makes no representation as to its accuracy or completeness. This show shall in no way be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or investment advisory services to residents of any state other than Arizona or where otherwise permitted. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services offered through Silverman & Associates Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through Silverman & Associates, an affiliated company.